Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I don't see the kid. Looks at me and he goes, I'm mad at you, Dad. I said, why? I said, I just am. I said, is there a reason? Nope. Just mad at you.
That sounds a little bit like his papa.
What do you mean that sounds like his papa?
I'm in a bad mood. I don't know. I'm in a bad mood. I don't feel good about this. Oh. The goalie for Sweden is a 10 out of 10. Like, just stopping everything. I get it.
I thought you were talking about...
No, sorry.
Lots of modern country.
Yeah.
Ate modern country. Sorry, I ate it.
I don't care for it either.
Have you heard the song Oklahoma Smoke Show?
No.
I think you'll enjoy it.
Have you heard the song Oklahoma by Rodgers and Hammerstein?
I have not.
Also great.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow.
Thank you, Mike.
We do show tunes on this program occasionally.
We do show tunes.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hey. How are you?
Hello.
Yeah, I've decided, we used to give you cities every week. Enough of that. Enough of the cities. It's not...
You...
Hey.
All right.
It's your show.
It's a start. You
know? What's the big deal?
Yeah, right? Right.
Everyone comes from somewhere, Mike.
Yeah. So for people around the world, nice to have you with
us. God bless.
Yeah.
You know, and all that.
Welcome.
Happy Monday from the surface of the sun. Got my sugar-free liquid IV after having... I don't know yet. Oh. I just threw it in the glass.
This
I didn't
is exciting.
Pay attention.
This is exciting.
Rob, do you want to see a dermatologist?
Mike?
I didn't notice until I looked right at your face.
It will all be explained later in the show.
Oh, my God.
Why
you're like
an idiot.
A child that doesn't know how to put sunscreen on.
Mike, you're exactly right.
Good Lord.
Every piece of you is red.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
It's not all that funny.
No, I just realized looking at you for the first time.
Yeah.
I mean, I was shocked.
Looks like Hollywood makeup.
I was taken aback.
Was it peach? Was it peach?
I didn't sip it yet. I was just looking at it. I'm on my third. I am on my third liquid IV today.
Gotta do it. Gotta hydrate.
You know, was outside, and you know, congratulations to my buddy who's celebrating his 63rd birthday today. And another guy said, "Hey, when did you retire?" He said, 13 years ago."
Oh, at the age of 50. How nice.
Did you ask him how many divorces he's had?
No.
From what I hear, sounds like maybe the same lady for the whole ride.
Wow.
That'll indemnify you.
Maybe she was the one that made him retire.
Indemnify me with myself?
Yes.
Make me feel better.
Yeah.
Oscar's back. The gang's back together.
Hi, everybody.
Oscar, it's really great to see
Welcome.
You.
How was your week of CEOing?
Great.
Was it fulfilling?
A lot of buy, sell, buy, sell, buy, sell.
That's good.
Whose baby is that? What's your angle?
Yes.
I'll buy that.
That's fine.
I swear to God, I'm looking at you and you look like you're out of a movie.
Mike.
Where somebody is made up to be sunburned.
There was a miscalculation on but that's not even the worst of it. The tubing was not the best experience on the river I've ever had.
Isn't skin cancer probably worse than bad tubing?
I know a lot about that.
Yeah.
It's the sunburns you got when you were a youngster that bite you in the ass later. I've heard a lot about it.
Oh, so it's okay later in life?
It's not like you're going to get that. You know, you want to protect yourself at all times you're out in the sun, as I do. You know, I'm out in it. Look at me. I mean, every day. And
gorgeous.
I thank you. All right, it's not gorgeous. Please.
It is gorgeous.
Please try to, let's start a whole new week without you being you. Just just without saying gorgeous and mocking me. And I'm saying I take care,
Mike,
by the product that I put in, but
no
I'm not.
No sarcasm. You have good
I'm not
skin.
Gorgeous.
The skin is gorgeous.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, if you saw it, you know.
He looks sunburned.
I'm not zooming
not
in.
As bad. You look infirm.
No, Mike has color. Yeah, I look like I need to probably call a guy.
Look. I know it's my wife. I don't want to do two product placements in the show at the beginning, but I have to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I use the same stuff every day. I get out of the shower. I put on the lotion. Carla would know the name of it. I'm not doing a very good job of telling what it is, but it's a cream. It's like in a cold cream container.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I rub it in, and I rub it on my face and on my ears, on the back of my neck, and I rub it on my forearms, and I am good to go. And I will not get burned. I will not even get overly exposed to the sun when I put this stuff. But I wear it every day.
But
every
single
day.
But you see, you go outside and spend time in the sun almost every day.
Quite often. Yes, yeah. Quite often
this
I do
that. This is my first outing to the out of doors, maybe in the summertime.
But so, you're an adult. You've been out and about before, right, with the sun out?
Not really.
That's the logic where you're like, oh, it's really bright outside. I need sunblock.
Okay.
What are you wearing when you amble down to Old Man River?
Yes.
With your tubes.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, do you tie them?
Yes.
Tie your tubes?
Otherwise, it gets too crowded.
Okay. There's the tubing right there. You go to, do you have your own tubes now?
No.
This?
There's a place, and it's called Watermelon Park. And they've got the whole thing down to a system. And we went out there on Saturday.
Is it the same place as last time?
Yeah, it's the same place we always go. It's in Berryville, Mike.
Okay.
And when you start seeing the Confederate flags, you know you're getting close to Watermelon Park. They get more and more frequent. And Robert had the greatest thing is when he saw the first one, he went, uh-oh, because they're just
as far
out
as
there.
The quality of the
no, just
of
the
people.
Fact that they're just flying the stars
racist.
And bars. Yeah.
Mike.
So oh, they've got it down.
Sorry
to the
about
system.
That. I missed that. I should have paid more attention.
On Saturday, we went and they were full booked up. They said we could
it's
maybe
get
you. It's
a full-fledged white trash.
Absolutely.
White trash redneck activity, isn't it?
100%. As a matter of fact.
By the way, I would do it in a heartbeat. I'm not taking anything away
Sounds
from
like
people
fun.
That want to do that. But it is a pure, put the cooler in the stream.
Well, the cooler.
Float
down
the,
Mike,
the river.
You can rent another flotation device for your cooler. They've got it down to a system.
Do they allow, I mean, it's a public river.
So you can put your
own tubes in there, right?
Yeah, you could. But I think the fun thing about the coolers is there's a sign where you pay that says no alcohol allowed. This is a very loosely enforced policy on the river.
Yeah, it's a suggestion.
It's a suggestion, yeah. So
let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So you go to a spot that's upriver.
Yes.
And then you go to a place where they sell or rent inner tubes.
What happens is this. You park in the area and you go.
No, don't give me the detail. I want to know. I'm just trying to get to the gist of it.
You're going
to
have to hear this to understand.
Right.
I'll keep it brief.
Okay. Okay.
You pay and then you go down and then there's a bus.
Right.
And the bus is half people, half inner tubes.
Oh, and it drives you upriver.
Upriver. Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I get it.
And then you disembark and you float down the river, which is normally a 45 to 50 minute float, as I've noticed in the past. And we had made reservations on Sunday because we couldn't get in on Saturday. So we postponed it a day. We didn't want to wait
get
3
in.
Hours. Yeah. They were sold out. We would have to wait 3
you
hours.
See.
What?
Just to float on a river. I forgot how joyous an area that is. To float on a friggin' river. How long? What river is it? Is Susquehanna?
I think it is the Susquehanna. It's in Berryville, wherever it is. Yeah.
And you know, so hear me out here. This is why I'm bringing this point up. If you choose to take a half a mile one side or the other, and you go with two vehicles, and you take all your own tubes.
Right.
And then you go down you park a car down at the bottom, and then you take the other car you brought and bring it all the way up to the top, like a half a mile or so north of where their place is. You put your own tubes with your own booze in the rafts or the tubes.
Right.
Can you do it?
I imagine you could.
Yeah, you can do what you want. It's a public. By the way, it's the Shenandoah River, right?
Ah, Shenandoah. Thank you.
And
John Denver.
The first headline that comes up when you look up this establishment, which is, again, Watermelon Park.
Watermelon
says,
Park.
Washington, D.C. man dead after apparent tubing accident on Shenandoah River.
No.
Wasn't me.
Yes. What year?
I 21. So it's
21.
Yeah. Fairly recent. I'm sure they've tightened up things.
I should not. That is not funny.
It is not, Mike.
It's too soon.
A poor man goes down there with a cooler full of Mountain Dew and he wants to tube and what happens? But death.
No. My point being
yeah.
that and look, and I don't begrudge any people that have a thriving enterprise and want to make their money. And I'm sure their season is long, that it goes from probably April all the way through November.
And the prices are up. They're up big. It went from 15 to 25 bucks this year.
Jeez. My point being that it's a, the river is the river. The river is public domain. The river is, the river wild. You can get on the river and just, what if you went 10 minutes up the river?
Yeah, but that takes effort, Mike. And that, a lot of people, including myself, would not want to deal with that if someone's just going to do it for
us. You're paying for the convenience.
Yes.
Yeah,
but I'm
given a
curious,
tube and the whole thing.
There, when you're out there, and what are they, that color, the yellow?
They're both yellow and red. Orange and red.
But you don't get like the black old truck tire inner tube?
Because these have, as you can see, these have handles.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you notice anybody that might be on their own out there that might be
saw a couple
wilding?
Kayakers, yeah. Kayakers.
But not tubers.
Didn't see any tubers, no.
So everybody that's tubing is part of your ba-doop-ba-doop?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Disneyland.
And I'm proud to be part of that ba-doop-ba-doop.
Okay.
I would want to be serviced as well. I'm not taking two cars.
And also, I don't want to purchase and inflate a tube and have to deal with
that. It hurts to look at you.
It doesn't. It hurts to be me right now.
No, it's just, I can't believe you're that purple.
I know. So here was the problem. The problems, Mike, as they say,
are multifold.
Right.
What time do you get there?
We got there for a 10 o'clock, right? And I thought 10 o'clock, hour down the river, that's about normally what it takes. Be out of the sun by 11. Probably don't need to worry. Probably
it's just
don't
an hour.
Yeah, it's about an hour every time we've done it.
I like see that. I like a quick hour in the river. Perfect, like
in,
a dip.
Out.
So before I get to the other incident that's not great, I'll say this: we get into the river and we realize there is a stiff wind blowing against us. So we're not cruising down the river at the normal speed. So we get to the end of the river probably about 10:30, 10:45.
Okay.
And what normally takes about an hour took 2.5 hours.
Okay.
Because there was no flow. So I was...
Leisurely.
I was exposed to the sun much more than I expected.
Oh, don't blame that.
No, it's true. And you know what?
But don't blame that. I mean, if it was an hour, it was 2.5 hours, you didn't put sunscreen on.
I still didn't put sunscreen. I'm not trying to dodge
wouldn't
that.
Have changed the thing if you were there 45 minutes.
Michael, it might have if I had cut the time in a third.
Okay, but let's be fair, right? You're going out on any body of water.
Right.
We all know you burn faster than.
Yes.
I mean, that's why people go in suntan near the water.
Yes.
It's the whole point. Do you ever wear sunblock when you go to the pool?
Yes, okay. I do.
What happened this time?
I didn't wear it this time.
You just said, no sunblock, forgot it?
No, I said, you know what? I know exactly where it is in my home. But I said, you know what?
Bridge too far.
For a 10 o'clock launch, I didn't think I'd need it. I didn't think I'd need it. I was wrong.
What was the temperature?
86, 87. It was a nice day.
Sunny.
What'd you think was going to happen to your skin?
What do you mean?
Without sunblock.
I thought I'd get some color. I didn't think I'd come out looking like one of the red.
Yeah, this is like a third degree sunburn.
Tell me about it.
Can I see the line? Because obviously you wore a t-shirt, right?
You may not see the line, Mike. But if you see right here, you can actually see where I was wearing the band.
I just need to look at your face.
Yeah.
Look at the front of his hand. Look at the sunburn on his hand.
It's really bad. It's not great.
I mean.
And you know what? Live and learn. That's what I say.
It's refreshing for me.
I've never worn a sunscreen. I've never worn sunscreen when I've been on that river before, and I've never gotten this kind of result. So
have you gotten pink before?
I've gotten some sun, but that's part of the fun of it, isn't it?
What about
anybody else get burned?
Robert did. Carrie has. You know, Carrie just turns chocolatey brown.
Wait, but did
Robert
anybody
and
wear
I have
it?
The we have the beautiful Dutch complexion.
Anybody wear sunblock? There's got to be people lathering that on around you.
Well,
you could just be like, can I get some of that?
Well, you don't want to ask to borrow sunblock. It's kind of gross, isn't it?
How was the people watching?
Not bad. Not bad. There was a. They tend to be either very, very young, high schooler type, or people that have been doing this a long, long time. And
so the high school type, are there like, you know... is it like spring bride?
Yeah,
that
it is.
Type
it's,
of atmosphere?
It's a lot of that. Yeah, but but they're not moneyed enough to go to Fort Lauderdale. They go to Berryville.
Well, I don't think anybody's moneyed is going to go to Fort Lauderdale in August.
You're also not going to go tubing in Fort Lauderdale. You're
this
going
is
to the
true.
Beach.
But this is a getaway, much like Fort Lauderdale.
This is a getaway?
Sure.
Tubing is a getaway for you?
Sure.
Do you socialize with other people on the river?
We have in the past. It wasn't crowded on Sunday, so we did not.
What part of tubing equates you getting on a plane and flying to Florida?
All I'm saying is this, and don't look for trouble where none exists. Okay?
I just think that you're the description of...
This is a chance to get down by the water, have a little fun.
Yes, having a little fun is great.
All I did last week was encourage him to get out and do something.
I think he did.
Falls squarely into that category.
Not, you don't think it's a getaway to go out there and do this?
No, but it's an activity. But all
it's
activity, all activity. It's all not. Right. It's not Fort Lauderdale.
No, of course not.
A getaway would be renting a house for a Saturday night up in the mountains.
Yes,
right. Going
and leaving on Friday, okay. And you know, getting out of Dodge, that type of thing.
Well, the sunburn aside, the worst thing. This is the first time I've ever gone tubing with Robert, my son, who is almost 21. And my wife, who is much, much older than us. And we were out there, and I felt for Robert because getting on the tube can sometimes be a bit of a hassle because you walk down what is essentially a boat launch, like a, you know, like a big concrete slab that goes into the water.
Right.
And Carrie and Robert were wearing Crocs. I don't have Crocs. So I was wearing flip-flops because you don't want to walk on rocks and dirt and stuff with your bare feet. And I got into the water.
And you're sexy and you know it.
Yes, I know. Mike, I'm not out there to impress anybody.
Well, can you tell me what the rest of the ensemble was? It was flip-flops.
You are such a dick.
Were they gym shorts?
No, they were. It's a bathing suit. It was gray.
Oh, you were wearing a bathing suit.
Yeah,
okay.
It was gray with blue stripes on the side. I believe the make is Speedo, but it is absolutely trunks. It's not like a Speedo-styled thing.
But you're ready for some sort of competition anytime.
Were you wearing a tank top?
No, I was shirtless, Mike.
Oh, look at you.
You didn't wear a shirt?
He's skinny now.
I'm not that skinny.
Oh, so you don't have a tan line?
No, it's
your
red.
Your whole body is pink.
His whole thing is red, yes.
Oh, my, a pink.
And so I get down there, and Robert is very polite, and he kind of anchors Carrie's tube, and she jumps
back in. To have her get in.
Yeah, and she's in, and she's fine.
How does she get into it? Does she just fall back into
it? You can sort of hold it vertically and then sort of get your ass in it and fall back. And then you can adjust later, right?
Kind of like you're on the parallel bars or something.
Yeah, a little
like
bit.
That.
I would suppose that's right.
All right.
So, and he's on no problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I go down and I'm trying to navigate these rocks that have had moss growing on them and goo and all of these things. And
it's the rock's fault. It's the rock's
fault. It's not the rock's fault, Mike. It's not the rock's fault. It's this idiot's fault.
What did
because
you do?
As soon as I'm in, like, up to my knees, I slip and fall. The tube goes in the air because I'm holding it, and I fall. Mike, it's really hard to dunk yourself in 19 inches of water, but I managed it. And then you have to get up and
so
keep
you slipped and fell into the water?
But everybody is all getting into the tube at the same time because we all took the bus together. So there's the old fat bald guy sitting down in 19 inches of water, and Robert says, "There's your flip-flop," and it's floating down the river. So he grabs it, and I put it on, and I realize I'm missing the other one, and some other high schooler says, "Dude, your flip-flop," and he has to bring it over to me.
Oh, that's nice, though.
It was
that's very nice. People being kind to each other.
And so I am, at this point, already red, not from sun, but from embarrassment.
Okay.
And Robert says, "Dad, let me stabilize it for you." And I'm like, "Robert, I don't need that. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it."
So what point did you go ass over tea kettle? What point did you have your hands on the tube when you slipped?
I had the tube, and the tube went up and over. And then I'm just sitting in 19 inches of water. And really, I look like...
Did it hurt?
Yes. You're falling on rocks.
You're literally
falling
on rocks.
Yeah, I fell on my ass. It hurt my ass.
All right.
So I get myself up, and I'm now much more intimate with the river than I wanted to be through the whole day.
The river.
Mm-hmm. And Robert says, "Let me stabilize it for you." I said, "No, son, you don't need to do that. I can do this." And I tried what Carrie did, and I jumped up, and because the tube was already fully wet, it goes shooting out from under my ass again. Luckily, we had already tied. Luckily, we had already tied our ropes to it, because when you go tubing, you want to be attached to your other tubers so you don't get too far apart.
Correct.
So we've got like 10 feet of rope between us. So we're able to pull the thing back. He says, Dad, let me stabilize it for you. I said, fine. This was the most embarrassing thing. So he's standing there. He looks like, you know, young, strong, lean, handsome guy, helping the differently abled father. And he's holding it. And I jump up and I land right. But what I realize is...
You jump into the tube?
Well, you know, he's holding it and I sort of pull down.
You're going to not try to like slide, because if you try to put your ass on the side of the tube, you're going to shoot it out
slide
and back.
Right.
So I get in. But what no one knows at this point is that the jumping into the tube has taken the back of my swim trunks and dragged them down. So while the front of me is totally covered, I've just got a bare ass sitting in the water. Now, here's the thing. To correct this, it would involve getting out of the tube again, standing, and showing my ass to everybody that was on the bus.
Will you be able to like stay where you are and adjust your suit on the river?
So that's the first thing I tried. And it doesn't go very well. I mean, I just can't move it. It's stuck. And so,
because it's wedged between, your cheeks are wedged between the tube cheek.
Mike, if you were to go under the river and look up at my tube, it would look like a bakery.
The rolls are ready.
Gross.
The yeast rolls are ready.
And there's no way to get out of it. And Carrie says, are you okay? I said, I'm fine. Let's go. Because the only person who knows that my ass is hanging in the water is me.
Well, you have
me.
The core strength of an earthworm, I'm sure. So that's probably what does it.
Well, you know. So we start heading down the water. And we're got some space.
Is your ass exposed as you're heading down the water?
For at least the first 1/5, 20% of the tubing activity was my ass. By the way, it felt marvelous.
Oh, yeah.
But are you like capable of...
Nature's bidet.
Yes. Never been cleaner.
Are you capable of like sliding out and getting back in while you're on the river?
I could, but because the river
never
gets...
That would be a Herculean effort, would it not?
Well, the river never gets very deep. The deepest it gets is like 5 or 6 feet. So most of the times you could jump out, but I'm worried that jumping out would involve me mooning the rest of the tubers.
Yeah.
So I start sort of doing back and forth and inching it up a little bit at a time, little bit at a time, little bit at a time.
Your bathing suit.
Yes. And that's when I fall in the water again. And Robert said,
fell out of the tube again?
Yes. Robert says, what happened? I said, I don't know. I don't know what happened.
And now you're concerned because you might be spending the rest of your tubing just hanging on
luckily,
to the tube, correct?
Well, the first concern was realized when I pulled my bathing suit up and covered my buns. So all is well. No more sale at the bakery.
Yuck.
But at that point, do you start thinking about, I have to get back into this tube, but it might be a challenge?
Luckily, the river was low, and where I fell into the water, it was only about 3 feet deep.
Okay.
And Robert is extraordinarily agile. So he was getting out and walking and doing things. And he braced it for me again, and this time I allowed for it.
3 feet deep. You're basically floating in a puddle.
It's
like a child.
Mike, many times you graze the rocks as you float over them. The river was extraordinarily low.
It's like the first time you have a toddler in the pool, they don't know like what's safe and what's not.
Yeah.
Do you have a drought going on up there?
Flailing.
You guys have a drought?
It's been a little dry, so that doesn't help. But also, Oscar, you should know that when they lowered me into the river, I started paddling before I got there, just like a small dog.
Yes.
So I was able to fall back in, and I was not going to expose. No one saw anything untoward.
Does this make you want to hit that machine in the, the one where you put your weight down,
some,
right? The crunch.
Yeah, I think that would probably be a good idea, but I would be afraid to.
My core strength is garbage. Outside of the motion that I make to hit a golf ball, which is dick.
So we continue to float down, and now I'm okay. I've actually got myself in, and Robert throws a rock because this is a good activity. And the minute he throws a rock, I'm sure it's unrelated. A dead fish floats to the surface of the river.
Nasty.
Robert said,
gross.
Hey, dead fish. I said,
did it smell the river? Did the river smell?
No, the river looked nice. And it was very, almost bug free, except for some dragonflies.
Okay. That's nice. Well, that's natural on the river, you know, and, but it's not a stinky river.
No, no. We tried to convince Robert that he killed the fish, but he wouldn't buy into it.
Right.
And
right.
then he was.
How far away are you from other tubers at this point?
100 yards. You spread
you
out.
Gotta isolate that.
100 yards or so, because while it was crowded at the launch, it got spread out. But remember, we're going painfully slow, like okay. 1/3 the speed we should be going.
Is anybody rocking like the Dirks Bentley or anything like that out there on the river?
Mike, it's like you were there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Lots of modern country.
Lots of modern country.
Yeah.
A modern country. Sorry, I hate it.
I don't care for it either.
Have you heard the song Oklahoma Smoke Show?
No.
I think you'll enjoy it.
Have you heard the song Oklahoma by Rodgers and Hammerstein?
I have not.
Also great.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow.
Thank you, Mike.
We do show tunes on this program occasionally.
We do show tunes.
So, only here, so we don't get, you know, violate our rights to whatever we
and
have.
And then Robert is walking now because it's only about, again, 3.5 feet deep, and he spies two turtles. And I said, let's go
get the turtles. He's like a little boy exploring.
It was so awesome. And you know what? Nobody on any screens because you're on a river. The only thing that you can see that's exciting is cigarettes in a Ziploc bag. And that's fun, too. Lots of people with that. But Robert would not go get the turtles.
Smoking still alive and well on the river?
Oh, like crazy.
What about vaping?
Saw a lot of vaping. Saw vaping on the bus.
Man, you know, I have to be honest with you. Even in my smoking days, the idea of hooving on the river, just, you know, you think, take a little break from it, that natural, beautiful activity. Just,
are you Tina
you know?
Turner?
You're hooving. Talking about somebody like in 8 below 0 weather. I've gone outside. If I've had enough alcohol, I will go outside of Jimmy's to steal a smoke from somebody in 10 below 0
seen
weather.
Seen you on Wisconsin Avenue.
I'll do in that activity, yes. But the river, you know, Shenandoah River.
It's hard to smoke when it's hot outside.
Yeah,
I don't know how people do it, especially cigar smokers. I'm around them all the time on the 110 degree heat index, and it's like
that's probably why it's so hot. All the cigars.
I don't know, but I'm happy that. You survived your trip.
And then Robert got back in his raft or his tube because he was afraid of snapping turtles.
No, I've seen too many YouTube videos of snapping turtles taking off people's fingers.
Yeah.
Forget
it. You have to know what you're doing. We had in my hometown of Glastonbury, Connecticut, which was somewhat rural back in the day, just a little suburb outside of Hartford, Connecticut. But back in the day when I grew up in the 60s, it was kind of rural. And we had every year come up from the reservoir a snapping turtle that laid its eggs every spring right at the base of our driveway next to the garage.
Oh.
And I remember it.
Same place every year?
Same place.
That's
for
wild.
Like a couple of years in a row. It was really amazing. You didn't go near it because they can, not only can they take your finger off, but they go a lot further with their little, you know, their penis head that extends.
I saw one stretching
you know?
Its neck. It was crazy.
Yeah,
it was crazy. But anyway, we live to tell about it.
Any snakes?
None snakes.
Okay.
Which is good. Although one thing I did enjoy is the guy that drives the bus was an old grizzled guy that had apparently been doing this a long time. And when he was handing out the tubes, he said to a young lady, oh, you're getting a red tube. Snakes like the red tubes. They stay away from the orange ones, but they like the red ones.
And got a kick out of that. That's his.
That's his shtick. Yeah.
He's probably got like people buried in his backyard and stuff.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Really. You know. He's like the guy from Long Island or something like that.
I don't know. I think that if you're volunteering to drive buses all summer day,
you're probably a sex worker. Don't go on this river.
There's a sign.
Thank you. Watch out.
So that's what goes on the river.
And how are you feeling today after
pained.
Okay.
When did you know you had made a mistake?
About halfway through. And
were starting to heat up at that
point? Yeah, and there's no escape because
somebody's got to have like a waterproof bag with sunblock? No?
Towel? Anybody carry a towel?
What about a hat?
I didn't have anything, Mike. It was like Robinson Crusoe. It was me and the elements.
No phones, no keys. You leave everything.
Not a single motor car. Not a single luxury.
Really?
Yeah.
So
you left everything in your car. Yeah.
That's kind of dangerous.
What about
going
Donald Duck and putting your suit on your head?
I should have brought an extra suit.
You know, you could go under that 3 feet of water, cover your twigs and berries and your buns.
Donald.
You poo it up.
Yeah.
Donald Spiewet. Oh, God.
Well, I that wish you had so been there with all this helpful advice.
Yeah, brother, look, suits. I got to go underwater, fam. Put the suit on my head.
Wow.
Getting burned.
You know, we have time, so I just want to get it out of the way, because Oscar and I both saw the movie this weekend. I don't know when you saw it. Maybe you saw it last week. I saw it this weekend.
I saw it this weekend.
I saw
Oppenheimer.
It, yeah, I saw it opening weekend, so we've all seen it.
We've all seen it now, and you want to go first? You want me to go first?
I would love to go first.
Go, baby, go.
Overrated.
This is so long. Ladies and gentlemen, hold on. Let me get the ding out, because for the first time in an amazingly long time, the three of us are on the same page.
This never happens. This never happens.
I cannot. I mean, is it hate? Interesting. Held my interest.
Yes.
The acting was good enough to hold my. But
who cares? That's what I say.
Can I amplify that?
Please.
You are talking about a nuclear explosion that eradicated tens of thousands of human beings.
I care about that.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to give a rat's ass about a personality conflict between a guy that wanted a cabinet post and that. I felt, though, that the story, Oscar, and Rob, you've seen it too.
Sure.
I felt the story, it was trivializing what was this.
People died.
And still is this.
Yes.
Horrible thing. And they turn it into a Hollywood love triangle BS story. They diminished it.
I felt that they were so excited to find an interesting way to retell the story.
Yep.
They kind of ignored the real story.
They kind of ignored the creation of the most destructive thing in our world history.
I learned a lot. I could have learned a lot through Netflix in a 4-part series.
Do we all agree that it was way too long?
Too long.
Yeah. Of course.
The character I didn't feel for him. It wasn't a sympathetic character.
Not at all.
I was like, this guy was like, a cocksman and a genius. It sounds like a terrible life. Like, what's his story? I couldn't feel for him.
Yeah.
In a way, it put down the great minds, right? Didn't it just it trivialized their intellect?
The McCarthy hearings went down and that they made him into a communist.
That
was interesting.
Yeah. Right.
They didn't put enough emphasis on the loss of life.
Right.
No emphasis.
I cannot believe that I agree with both of you guys so much on this.
You walked away. Was it beautiful filmmaking? Yes.
Yeah, they did a great job. Yeah, cinematography was good.
Great. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate this. I was like, am I the rube? Am I the dumb one that isn't getting how spectacular this movie is?
No. Overrated.
You know, to add insult to injury, the theater I was in at the Regal Cinema, Georgetown, where I go take my movies, they didn't have the AC on in the theater.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
Oh, forget that. Is that a Regal?
Regal.
I demand
isn't
a
Regal
refund.
Like the I went to a Regal. Isn't Regal like
supposed
the only
nice.
Game in town now?
Supposed to be nice. Yeah. I walked in.
They're doing nothing to make the experience better.
This is beautiful, sticky leather seats, you know, that you lean back, and I'm sure that's going to clean out well.
The sweatiest theater in town.
The dad and son that were next to me, like, the dad kept on saying, he's like, I don't think the AC's on. And the son's like, oh, it's okay, Dad. And he's like, no, like, this is uncomfortable. And I felt for him, because I felt the same way. I was like, this is stifling. By the way, a Petri dish for COVID. Thanks a lot. Bring that
along. Thanks, Regal.
But outside of that, the movie, it wasn't because it was just long. It could have been an adequate time of like 2 and some change. Fine.
Yeah.
Still, the hype did not live up to the movie.
No. The story I was looking to was the bomb.
Yeah.
And the conflict in these scientists' minds over the bomb. Look, if you don't want a spoiler alert, turn it down right now,
not
because you're going to get one.
Mike, the story is 70 years old. You don't need to worry.
Yeah, but the point is, I'm looking for, this is what, going into the theater, I expect.
Yeah. Okay.
Robert Oppenheimer conflicted beyond, you know, imagination because of what he created. No, no, no. That really wasn't it. It was more of a personality conflict that he had with a guy that was trying to torpedo him. And from everything I saw in the movie, he loved getting all the accolades yes. for creating this as the inventor of the atomic bomb. But at the end of the day, very little spent on the ramifications of this other than the fatalistic ending of the movie where, yes, we get it. This can eventually destroy the world if, right. if it's done incorrectly. And it just, I don't know, it left me feeling hollow. I got the impression the filmmakers that made it don't have that much of, they didn't respect the loss of life enough, in my opinion.
I agree.
I see that.
And may I add this? They could have just taken, they could have shortened up like the origin story of this genius coming into play, becoming the project manager for the Manhattan Project. I thought it was riveting that they had to do this in secrecy and they used rail and they had to meet in Los Alamos to...
That's pretty curious like, at the beginning. I was like, all right,
like the logistics, you know, we're trying to win a war here.
Building the town,
I feel like a rube, and shame on me, that I didn't realize we dropped that bomb. I started recalling some of that, the fat man, little boy, after Hitler had passed. Like he had been killed.
After World War II,
Hitler was killed in the war.
We had beaten Germany in World War II.
Correct.
And it was after that.
Yeah, so the moral hazard of did we need to drop the two atomic bombs? That was riveting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I didn't realize it. The question that was there, I didn't have the timeline correct. I thought Hitler had just been killed, and it wasn't like, oh, do we have an option to like end this somehow outside of this? Do I believe we saved a ton of people as they were espousing? Yes, absolutely. But I didn't need the emotion and the psychological. I didn't need to know. There's just too much. I feel bad for doing this. I'm being victimized for doing this. I don't want this, but I want to be known for this. Yeah. I'm an egomaniac, but I'm not. I'm a womanizer, but I'm not. Like it was just
there
so
again,
much.
I pissed off this other guy so who's now trying to railroad
Correct.
Me.
Like, right.
You played your hand.
Yep.
Move on.
My as the son of a man who fought in the South Pacific against the Japanese, I can tell you that the mindset, certainly of people like my father, was. And whether it was sold like this to the American people or not, the mindset was, if they hadn't done that, hundreds of thousands of Americans would have died going into Japan. I think that is a point that is well taken, may have been true. You'll never know. Mm-hmm. And it did end the war, and that was a good thing. But at the same time, the idea of what was created— And, you know, the end game with it right now. Where are we right now? Well, where we are right now is if you get a, you got two countries with it right now at a minimum, three, four, five, and one guy shoots and the other guy shoots, we're done.
That's it.
It's officially over. The one moment in Oppenheimer that was a solid moment for me is when he goes into Truman's office and he's complaining about that we can't move forward with this. We cannot go. We cannot pursue this anymore. We have to get treaties. And he had a valid point.
Right.
He's talking about, look what I've created, Mr. President. And then Truman, if this is true, I don't know if it's 100% true, looks him in the eye and says, yeah, you created it. I gave the order to drop it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Get the hell out of my office.
Correct.
Get out. And there is a point to be made there. Truman made the decision.
Right.
That was the real decision. Yeah. You know, to do that, but who knows? It was, was it interesting? Yes. Was it too long? Yes. Was it overrated? Yes. Three of us agree. That's pretty good. That's pretty decent.
And we're not rubes.
No.
We're not rubes. Not at all. We are not rubes, Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, none of us are, but do wear sunscreen.
Yeah, wear sunscreen.
That's a problem.
You look like you think we're like out by Los Alamos when they set the first one off. You got a little too close.
They said, which side of the wall? And I guessed wrong. Right.
We're coming back with the round table where we're going to talk about some very tasty news items of the day. We'll be right back. I told you about it already. I'm on my fourth today.
Yes.
And that's my fourth liquid IV, because it is the number one powdered hydration brand in America, and it is now available in sugar-free, and it is fantastic. It's years in the making. Hydration Multiplier Sugar-Free uses a proprietary zero-sugar hydration solution, no artificial sweeteners, and three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. I'm going to tell you this. Heat index today of 110, 111 when I'm out there.
Ugh.
And I cannot tell you how much better I do with liquid IV than water alone. It's just the truth. The amount of water I would have to consume, it would be bloating and all that nastiness that get the liquid IV. Not only does it taste great, but I just feel like I'm getting more of a benefit
when
I'm out there.
You are.
Three times the electrolytes of the leading sport drinks, but eight vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. Liquid IV hydrates twice as fast than water alone. Keep your daily routine exciting with three new flavors. I was enjoying the white peach today.
Mm.
They have green grape and lemon lime. Not only will you feel awesome, but you'll also be making a positive impact on the world. Liquid IV has donated over 39 million servings to over 50 countries. Be like me. Drink Liquid IV. Real people, real flavor, real hydrating. Now sugar-free. Grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier Sugar-Free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use our code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com.
Build a round table.
I never seen an issue that was so dangerous it couldn't be talked about.
The round table.
All right, we're changing up our little news segment that we have here, where we're going to be taking a little deep dive on a few stories that are important to the world, and pop culture stories that
sure.
we thought we'd take
interesting
a closer look at. Bright and early in the morning, a lot of people, soccer fans around the United States, got up to take in the women's soccer match against Sweden. They lost to Sweden in a FIFA World Cup shocker early Sunday morning. For the second match in a row, the USA women didn't score a goal in regulation, so the game went to penalty kicks. Each team had two misses, one from team veteran Megan Rapinoe. The drama increased.
Rapinoe.
About that. Maybe if they won a couple more games, I'd pronounce the name correctly.
Oh, snap.
The drama. Well, I'm not happy. We'll get to that in a second, ladies and gentlemen. Each team had two misses. The drama increased when both teams made their extra penalty kick. Kelly O'Hara kicked for the U.S. and donked it into the right goalpost. And here's what happened next when it was Sweden's turn.
If she scores, Sweden wins. The U.S. is out. Hurtig. Waiting on a signal. Wow. Sweden wins.
Stellar play-by-play, idiot. Really, I mean, honest to God, I understand there's a little question at the end, but boy, what do I do? What do I say? How about painting the picture of the confusion of the moment as opposed to go, Sweden wins.
Mike, it was just very early. He was confused. Yeah.
Telemundo, better job. I'll tell you that much.
Goal!
Yeah.
I watched on and off, and then overall, look, if you're going to get this kind of press, if you are going to get this kind of attention, there are expectations, and these expectations, they suck.
They're two-time defending world champions, right?
Right, so. And they had a bar that they didn't come near on this.
It's
a lot of zeros.
I watched the game, the full game on replay, and even though I knew the conclusion, just to get my further assessment of like, oh, is this something that could have been won? Of course. The goalie for Sweden is a 10 out of 10, like just stopping everything. I get it.
I thought you were talking about.
No, sorry. She was unstoppable, but when it came to penalties, it wasn't the goalie that beat us. We missed three penalty kicks. Like, that just, you can't win without those
play,
odds.
Right? Yeah.
Well, it's not even sloppy play. It's execution. And
I've seen, both in this type of sport, and you can make comparisons between hockey, lacrosse,
soccer.
You can see, you get into a situation where you have a phenomenal team, a dominant team,
yes,
a team that keeps it in the offensive zone forever. But when push comes to shove, the moment of truth, the time it's the most significant is when they kind of gacked a little bit.
Look, Rapinoe is famous for her penalty kick and win, in 4 years ago in the championship. So to line her up and bring her into the game, 38 years old, I don't know if as a coach I'd make a different play because you know she'd been there before. If it was going to penalties, you wanted somebody, and she missed.
Yeah.
She's right over the goalpost.
Now, I have a question because I think that there's a few things that have happened. One thing is Ted Lasso. I think America right now is embracing soccer more than it has, say,
that's
in the past 10 years.
Absolutely.
Right? And I think this was a tremendous play on women's soccer and probably the entire soccer nation to make America embrace it.
Well,
it's unfortunate that they would blow it because all eyes were on them.
I disagree with you. It's actually worse.
Okay.
Because America and women's soccer has been so dominant the past 8 years.
Right.
That they're teed up for. So, yes, Ted Lasso does have an effect on soccer overall in this country. But to buy into the World Cup, we couldn't root for the men. You got to root for the women.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
Those are the champions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you recall the last World Cup, it was all messy, messy, messy team Argentina because we didn't have a shot. We did better than before, but we didn't have a shot.
And that was a case of an international team, Argentina, creating fervor right here in the United States.
Correct.
Everywhere I go, I see Messi jerseys down here, especially now that he's with Inter Miami.
Also, and this is what's sad, and I feel for the women's world team from this perspective. They finally get equal pay.
Mm-hmm.
They fight for it for too long. It should have happened years ago with their championships.
Amen.
Right? Yep. They finally get equal pay, and then they don't have this banner year. And you sit there and you wonder, this just gives credence to all those a-holes that said that it wasn't the same. It's a different pay scale that we're fighting this and holding that back. And
there are going to be people that do that.
You think about the machismo in the world, be like, oh, see what happened? Yeah. But I don't agree with that. It just gives a little more credence to this is why. It stinks because anything less than a championship would be rough. A runner-up would have been nice.
Mm-hmm.
But to get donked out by your own making and reaching, not even the semis, that's brutal.
On to Eek the Geeks. Elon Musk is claiming that the smackdown between himself and CEO Mark Zuckerberg is real and happening. The two have been rumored to be preparing for a mixed martial arts cage match in Las Vegas. And the 52-year-old SpaceX CEO and current owner of X.
Hey, we're the same age. I didn't know I was the same age as him.
I hate the way it looks. I don't like it. My wife doesn't like it either. Formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah.
He says it will be live streamed on his social media platform. Zuck versus Musk will be live streamed on X. All proceeds will go to charity for veterans. He said in a post on X early Sunday morning without giving details. Earlier in the day, he added that he was lifting weights throughout the day preparing for the fight. I still think Zuckerberg is all in, training for MMA.
Why would he let a competitor stream this fight? It doesn't make zero sense.
Because I think Zuckerberg could give a rat's ass about the business side of this, whereas Elon is using this to improve his branding. But Zuckerberg has the octagon, as we talked about last week, in his backyard.
In his yard, I know.
Anyway.
I think that they both should just step back, each make a big donation to veterans, and let it go.
I want the fight.
Musk is now a carnival barker. He's Don King for himself.
Yeah.
He is. He is. This is what he writes. It's a civilized form of war. Men love war. He wrote that to a fan regarding why the fight is even happening. Back in June, Elon suggested he was up for a cage match with Mark, who is trained in jiu-jitsu, who then asked Elon to send me location for the proposed fight, to which Elon replied, Vegas Octagon, Mark. Oh, really, Elon? Yes, Mark. Would you like to fight me? Yes, I would. War. Men love war. Everybody fight, fight, fight.
I don't see this happening.
I think it should be at the State Theater.
That's funny.
In Virginia?
Yeah, in Falls Church, Virginia.
All right. Good for you. Okay, so once again, we have a major, major controversy regarding a prominent African-American saying something that is considered by many, many people to be anti-Semitic, actor Jamie Foxx. And by the way, do we know what the deal was? Do we have any idea with Jamie Foxx? He apologized Saturday for an Instagram post that has drawn accusations of anti-Semitism. His post, which ran with the hashtag fake friends and fake love on Friday, read, "They killed this dude named Jesus. What do you think they'll do to you?" Now, by the way, Jamie Foxx is 55. Did you know that?
I didn't know he was that old.
55 years old.
He's younger. Jesus.
He deleted the post after accusations of anti-Semitism. The news website, A Wider Frame, which focuses on Jewish issues, described Foxx's post as horrifically anti-Semitic, that message going out to his 16.7 million followers. For some, the use of the word they in Foxx's post implied a harmful trope against the Jewish community. The myth that Jews collectively murdered Jesus, also referred to as deicide, has been used to justify violence against Jews for centuries. And that's there's no word on what Jamie was, who he was bitching about, whether it was a Jewish friend of his or whatever.
Yeah, he says he was wrongfully, as you mentioned, wrongfully, he was betrayed by somebody. So he was just letting the world know that he felt betrayed.
Yeah, in such strong words.
I think you read this and yet I read the post without even reading his explanation. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
This guy has lost it.
That's naked anti-Semitism.
And there's no gray area there. But do we really believe that he just put that up of all the memes he could put up to show the world that he's been betrayed?
Weird. I mean, weird and personal and misguided. And who knows whether he's got brain fog or what's going on
maybe
and why
he's
that
stuck
happened.
In medium.
In his apology on Instagram, he said, "I know my choice of words." I missed it. What? I'm sorry.
I said, maybe he's stuck in medium.
Yeah. Like Carrot Top over there. In his apology on Instagram, Foxx said, "I know my choice of words have caused offense, and I'm sorry. That was never my intent." He clarified that he was betrayed by a fake friend. And, shut up.
There is... I see this, Mike, and I feel this is the same reason when you see a celebrity get pulled over for drunk driving.
Yes.
Or under the influence.
Yep.
You think that there has to be some sort of like driver or navigator when somebody is not firing on all eight.
Yeah, you got to have a filter. You're that big. You got that many followers. Yeah.
You're right.
You got to run them by. We do it on this show.
Yeah.
I mean, we police ourselves. We'll say, I don't think so. I have to be honest. We have to give credit where credit is due. Mm. 9 times out of 10, it's me saying something, and Oscar says, "You don't want to say that." Edit that out. Save me my career. That's the way I look at it. The unidentified man in, I hope I pronounced this correctly, Oscar, Catacama, Argentina, spent $150 on what he believed to be gorgeous toy poodles, but they turned out to be ferrets pumped with drugs. Mm. The individual was, there's one right now, Mac, God bless you. You brilliant little boy, you got the one. You got the picture of the toy poodle ferret. Look at that. That's it. The individual was duped by the knockdown price for a pedigree dog and became suspicious. He had bought what Argentinians call a Brazilian rat when he returned home to and took the dogs to a vet for their vaccinations. He had, in fact, purchased 2 ferrets that had been given steroids at birth, my God, to increase their size, and then had some extra grooming to make their coats resemble a fluffy toy poodle, confirming the suspicions. And that, if you ever wanted to see what a toy poodle ferret looks like.
Well, first of all, Mike, I hate me some ferrets.
You don't like ferrets?
I love ferrets.
Do you remember we used to have one? The Liddy Show had a ferret.
Oh, that's right, a pet ferret.
And it stunk up the entire back of WJFK. Yeah.
Stinky animals.
Yes.
High maintenance, but great little friends.
Great little friends. Yeah. And the one they had on that show, God rest his soul, it looked like Gordon. It really did. It looked like Gordon Liddy. Totally did. We'll take a break, and when we come
especially
back,
especially when we brushed Liddy's hair out,
yes, absolutely, made him look like a toy poodle. I don't think I've ever looked finer, Rob. Yeah. You're looking down on us, Gordon, you know.
No, Mike, if anything, he's looking up.
Oh, right down there.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Dadgrass. It may be hot, but you can be chill with Dadgrass on your summer vacation. Their legal organic smokable hemp products are TSA approved. You can enjoy the effects of cannabis with their low THC, high CBD pre-rolled joints, keeping a clear head. It's like having a single beer instead of a 12-pack. That's the awesome feeling you get from Dadgrass, especially if you want to relax in the evening. Explore their finest tinctures and their gummies. That's the ones I use. And all the mellow goodness, no smoke required. I promise you that you will love your flight. You will love getting to sleep easier. You will love Dadgrass. All Dadgrass products, federally legal for ages 18 and over. And it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Plus, it's TSA approved. Right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off their first order. When you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS, go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. That's dadgrass.com/TMOS, everybody. All right, I have to be honest with you. I've been thinking about my life.
Okay.
And I've been thinking about the idea of the speed at which I'm going nowadays. Now, shortly before the show, not a long time before the show taping, but mid-afternoon, Oscar gives me a call and catches me in mid just, you know, Carla's working full time. I got my wonderful schedule that I love here. I'm running around. I'm taking care of dogs. I'm taking care of snakes. I'm taking care of a 10-year-old with a week to go before he goes back to school.
Mm-hmm.
Then he gets 2.5 hours of football practice tonight. He's going to have that tonight, tomorrow night, the night after that, and then the jamboree or whatever the hell they call it on Saturday where he's out there. We're running around. I'm running my balls off. And, you know, and to be perfectly honest with you, I wouldn't have it any other way. However, I have to tell you, there are some times when in the evening, round about 9 p.m., my ass hits the easy chair, and I go, way, wah, like that. Yeah. It is, I think, I get why it's a younger man's racket. I understand it. I understand what it is, you know?
Yeah, and my brother's 50, and he said, if you're going to have a kid or even adopt a kid, you got to do it soon, because he's tired.
Yeah.
Tired.
It's tough.
It's, your boy is tired.
So and, I can't imagine having, you know, you have a young son and a young wife. You got a lot of faking to do as far as energy goes.
Yeah, I took him to Costco before we taped today. And you know what he said to me today?
What?
I'm mad at you, Dad.
He's mad at
why?
You?
He's mad at me. We're driving through the car. He's giving me just really a ration of crap today. And I hadn't seen the kid.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
You barely know him.
He's with his gammy. You know, I'm trying to sink a putt.
Yeah.
I don't see the kid. He looks at me and he goes, I'm mad at you, Dad. I said, why? I said, I just am. I said, is there a reason? Nope. Just mad at you.
That sounds a little bit like his papa.
Yeah, or his Aunt Carrie.
What do you mean that sounds like his papa?
I'm in a bad mood. I don't know. I'm in a bad mood. I don't feel good about this.
Well, I mean, I've been physically depleted the last 72 hours. You know,
what,
and maybe that has something to do with it. You
how
know,
do I, you... You wait. Let's just stick with Michael. How do you navigate that? Because when I was a kid, that was a straight line for the Cobra Cocacho from Mrs. Yoli. Like she would hit you on the head, no problem. You mad at me? You mad at me now? Let's do this.
The
right?
Ring.
Time to roll.
Yeah.
Time to rumble.
Of all the days.
Yes.
Where corporal punishment could have been invoked.
Mm.
Today was one. Now I'll give him a little smack in the solar plexus.
Yeah, nothing
once
crazy,
in a while,
right?
You know, but I mean, I don't. But the idea of you're mad at me for no reason. Well, now you're gonna have a reason.
I mean, you know? You're being honest. How do you navigate that
do you
statement?
Know pissed off. I'm in the middle.
Yes, I know. It's
of
the last
Costco,
thing you want to hear.
And I'm so pissed
you're
off.
You're buying in bulk.
I'm so pissed off
for
yeah,
his
I mean,
little gullet.
Well, because the breadwinner. Is out there, you know, and she goes, need paper towels, tissues, we need some Diet Coke. Well, I need Diet Coke.
Yeah. Well, who doesn't?
You know,
yeah.
I knock one back right before
get
the show.
Get in line.
Just to have that. But, you know, it's a...
Maybe you should look into Mike hot saucing. It seems to be very effective.
He's 10.
Still, it's going to hurt.
I'm at a crossroads where I look at my future and I just sort of say, that's going to be interesting.
It gets better.
Did he shake out of it?
He shook out of it and explained it. At least he said he was worried about football practice. Full pads tonight on
so
the surface.
So he's mad at you for letting him play football?
Yeah, why is he mad at you for that?
He's nervous and he just, I don't know. I never got a straight answer.
You lash out on those you love.
You do.
That's true.
You always hurt the ones you love.
I know you love me, so you're trying to hurt me, but it's not nice. You tell him that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, nobody's prouder of his wife than I am, okay? Like the way she has grabbed the bull by the balls, and she is slaying the dragon down here. Every week, a new positive thing coming out of her biz. I'm really happy for her, okay? But, you know, I'm doing my bit.
Yeah.
I'm doing my bit, and sometimes the idea of, you know, the old grandfather, and I got it last week. And I may tell you those stories for comedic value, but they sting a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah.
They sting just a little bit. You know, when you go, this is Mike and his grandson's place. Son.
It's my son.
It's my son.
A-hole.
It's my son and he hates me.
I was watching an episode of My Lottery Dream Home, this one. This was yesterday. A gentleman from the Washington, D.C. area buying a home in the Outer Banks.
How nice.
So
big houses out there.
Yeah, so yes. I knew it wasn't going to be this, like, I won $200,000. Let me look at the condo you bought. Don't care
about
that.
You're going to see a full-fledged mega
this
mansion
on the
beach. This guy
won $5 million.
Okay.
Let's go. And he played the multiplier by accident, so that $1 million win turned into $5 million.
It's a good
How many
accident.
Bones did it take to get you a nice big spread on the beach now?
This is what was funny. $700,000 at the time this was filmed, because we just didn't believe that house cost $700,000 in today's economy.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon and I were watching this, and we're like, that seems relatively reasonable considering the economy.
Yes.
How many years ago are we talking?
We're 2019, prior to the pandemic.
Well, okay, I get it.
Then we looked at it again, and it was $1.1 million.
Yeah, and I said, right. Okay. Like now, currently it's 1.1.
Yeah, currently it's 1.1.
Makes sense.
But it was fun to see a $5 million win instead of the $300,000 win on a scratcher for that show, because it felt like there was actually a lot more at stake. Because the dad was buying this for his family, and who knew that I knew the Outer Banks had beautiful places, but didn't know that it was like multi-million dollar homes like this. I'm just a rube.
At any point did his family turn to him and say, I'm mad at you?
No, but they did say they wanted a pool and a hot tub. It was mandatory.
Well, that's...
On the back deck?
Yes. Yeah.
Live it up.
Yeah. Good for them.
Yeah.
Did they get the pool and the hot tub?
They did.
Oh. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Too hot to go.
Just a nice guy that plays a lottery every week, $5.
That's the kind of guy you want.
That's
the
guy.
You want to see a guy like that.
Yeah.
Right. The lottery for me would be, harmony among everybody.
Look at you, because you love people.
Yes.
I love my kid, and I'm proud of my kid. And by the way, over the weekend, I'll mention this if I can brag before we go to break here. My little son, it was the moment of truth. Everybody that's ever had kids in football knows what I'm talking about. They're going to make the positions up. They're going to separate basically two groups.
Yeah.
You get the lineman and you get the skill position.
Yes.
All right. And my boy, right over to the skill group.
Good for him.
Right over to the skill group.
Good for you.
Receivers, running backs, quarterbacks.
You know what? Maybe he'll break that curse of gathering speed.
Yes, gathering speed, which I've had my whole life, where they mocked me when I was playing with the Washington Capitals alumni. That was my nickname. My nickname.
Yeah.
That's how slow I was. Yeah. My nickname was gathering speed.
But when you were his age, you didn't have any sort of that curse, did you?
I was a center. O'Mara, get right over to the line. Get in that 3-point stance. And I was skinny and I moved like that.
Fun.
We'll take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, 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 whoa. Nutrafol.
Yes.
Here's a fact. 80% of men will experience hair thinning in their lifetime. That's 80% of men. But you can fight back. Discover Nutrafol. It's the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement. Take control of your hair health and improve growth, thickness, and scalp coverage. Visit Nutrafol.com/men. Take the hair health wellness quiz. and get a personalized plan for better hair health through Whole Body Wellness. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code TMOS. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men. That's Nutrafol.com/men. And enter the promo code TMOS. That's Nutrafol.com/men. Promo code TMOS. A lot of you know that I like watches, right?
Yes.
I dig me the watches big, big time. And Oscar comes in today, and the first thing he wants to talk about is that there is some kind of watch trading scam out there, and I am in the middle of this. I get emails from everybody, mm-hmm. and I want to get right to it and find out what's going on. What's
okay.
the scam?
And again, this is not my news. As soon as I saw it, it was compelling enough for me to take a deeper dive and say, I hope to God Omer is not involved in this. Because apparently, the world of high-end watches and trading watches has a lot to do with consignment. And I know nothing about consignment except for the fact that you give someone something to sell, they sell it, then they get a percentage, like a pawn shop, but a high-end pawn shop. Right?
Got it. I sold a watch, they got a piece.
I remember when you had to deliver a watch, and that was a big to-do.
That was a to-do, and I got it, and I remember the guy saying, did you ever even wear this? He was that pleased with me as the seller. And I was a reputable seller who sold a watch.
Did you tell him where you wore it?
Between two pillows.
What? That I had the watch up my ass? What the hell?
This uncomfortable piece of metal?
This watch. Little man. Guy by the name of Dane Coolidge wore this watch up his ass. Anyway, one day I'll memorize that whole speech. Maybe Christmas time.
That'd be a holiday favorite.
I'll bring a little watch in, and I was just like, just saying, I'll be damned if I'm going to. All right, anyway.
So the outfit, the watch trader at the center of this, his business goes by the Timepiece Gentleman. And the Timepiece Gentleman apparently is a known entity within this watch trading world.
I don't think I've gone to the website, but I've heard of him.
Anthony Ferrara, apparently.
Mike, now that you're down in Florida, perhaps you should encounter the Timepiece Gentleman.
Yeah, you immediately you hear gentleman,
Scott
you put him
Sale,
in a
Arizona.
White suit.
Oh, Arizona. Scottsdale, Arizona.
Okay, go ahead.
And he has, he's pretty well known within the YouTube community. He's known on IG and social media across the board.
Mm-hmm.
He is captured on video admitting that he has $5 million. He's put himself $5 million in debt as customers of his that are asking for the consignment or where they stand within the deal are coming to find out that he has sold some of the timepieces he had on consignment to fund his luxurious life in Scottsdale, Arizona.
All right, I'm looking at this guy, and he's either at a show, if that's his shop. He's at a show. He's at a trade
show. Correct,
okay.
Correct.
So he is selling and keeping it all.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Scottsdale guy, I think I know this guy.
So,
does he have a reality TV thing on, or does he have a TV show
on,
YouTube?
He's got a YouTube show. YouTube show, right?
A YouTube show, I know this dude.
He went out of his way and wrote a letter.
Oh, I know the guy. I've watched him on YouTube. I knew I recognized him. I've watched this guy. He's a slicky boy. He confronts people that are trying to scam him and everything.
Yes.
He is a dangerous dude.
He's a complete fraud.
Bad gentleman.
Oh, my God. Wow.
So do you remember we actually...
Anthony William Ferrer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's
his
name.
Do you remember at one point when we called one of these... And I want to be clear.
Teddy Balisseri.
Yeah. I'm not saying that Teddy Balisseri is in this world.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember when we called his shop, we couldn't talk to anybody outside. They were like, can we talk to Teddy? He goes, oh, he's not. We alleged that something was up, that this guy was the guy answering the phone and he wasn't being upfront with us. It just felt scummy.
It's status. It's the image of, this is all, how do I describe it? This is like any high-end enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
It's all image.
Yes.
It's not the real goods as much as what you can get for the goods. By the way, Rolexes, you know, going down now. Right. They're not
but
where they
look,
were.
It's a high-end trading and consignment business.
Right.
There Shocker.
I'm looking at
he
him.
He apparently had been financing his high, like multiple exotic cars, his lifestyle in Scottsdale, all by using these consignment.
Hi, and welcome to Lux Report on YouTube.
I'm sorry?
We have some updates regarding the timepiece gentleman's saga. Drama, whatever you want to call it, but it's an absolute mess. And as the saga unravels, it exposes a lot of things.
Yeah, well, you're a crappy podcaster.
Yeah, he's terrible.
Sorry about that.
I love it.
So God. I'll give you some. Give me.
Doesn't
give,
it make you realize 7 million people try to do what we do?
I know.
Right?
I know.
And I.
Let me give you.
Sweden wins.
Let me give you some lowlights.
Yes.
The sky's exposed. And I'll give you an example. About a month ago, he alleged that he was in Scottsdale and he was robbed for one of his luxury watches from a bar, etc.
His YouTube show, Oscar's always people scamming him. It's always a lot of hijinks going on.
Come to find out that he made all that up. He was never, his watch was never stolen. It's something that he sold or gambled away in his own time.
Oh,
so he's crying online and asking for the watch back or alleging that it was stolen. It was all a fake. He had one of his customers that he was pleading with saying, please don't get the police involved because I'm trying to build back and make things right. Caught him on tape. Put this on social media of him, not just writing down what went wrong, but also explaining to him that he wants to make amends. And he sends him a Rolex Submariner as like a token of, hey, I'm going to send you this just to let you know that I'm on the up and up. I'm trying to get things right. The guy finds out that this watch is also stolen, puts out on social media that the Rolex that's coming to him as like kind of a please don't say anything to the police bridge piece. Then he puts out that Rolex's, I guess he puts that out to social media, says, if you've been working with a timepiece gentleman and you put a Rolex up for a consignment, this is probably your stolen Rolex. Let me know and I will send it to you if you can prove that it's actually yours with the serial number. And he finds the owner of the timepiece. This is a customer of his. Sends Amazing. Him the timepiece to make him whole because he doesn't think anybody else is ever going to get whole.
Yeah.
And now it's blown up the entire watch community, if you're into this world, on who is a fraud and who is real.
I know what I'll be doing, and because I've watched the guy, not as much as some of the other guys.
Right.
The Pride and Pinion, I think, is that Northern Irish gentleman that has the bombastic delivery, and he's very, very good on tube. But
it's such a small community. I would think that it would be very risky to play.
I think they're all
fast and loose.
Flim flam men.
I think the small guys are, and I think the individuals are. And I think
this
that
guy
there
didn't
are,
look like a small guy, though, online.
He's pretty. He's not like, I can tell you the ones that I've used. I used Chrono 24, which, I had a transaction with somebody else. They vetted me and I gave them the little piece and that was it.
Are you
and I
still
got the
working
money.
With Mervis?
Mervis, that's a local jeweler in Washington, D.C. That's it. We have to take a break. Timepiece gentleman.
Ronnie Mervis.
Yeah.
Good logo. Very good logo. Yeah, absolutely. Ah, but
the
he's
new,
a scam artist.
The new name for him is the Time Thief Gentleman.
Time Thief Gentleman.
Oh, and of course, crooked.
Big, muscly guy, I'm over here now. We'll take a break. Come back with Rob's thing right after this.
Thank you.
This podcast is sponsored by Groove Life, and I'm going to tell you about their wallets, and I want to mention my own new purchase and show it to you. You still using the same wallet from 2003? You got to update your wallet. The Groove Wallet, sleek, low profile, aluminum, engineered for everyday use. One thumb motion perfectly fans out up to 6 cards for easy access, and it comes with Groove Life's 94-year no BS warranty. Plus, they just launched a new attachment. It's called the Groove Wallet Go. Rob's showing you that right now.
Look
it's attached to his phone. It is a perfect low-profile companion to your Groove Wallet or your iPhone 12, 13, or 14 that uses innovative micro-suction technology to give you the ability to add another 3 cards plus cash. This wallet is so slim, you can easily fit it in your front pocket. Mm-hmm. You'll barely know it's there. And don't forget, Groove Life makes the best belts in the world, the ones that I use for playing golf. There it is right there. Isn't that sleek?
Oh, nice, look, you got a lighter color. Gray. It's beautiful.
Look at you. Yes, yeah. That's right. It's only 72 inches long.
Stop it.
I'm kidding, of course. Head to groovelife.com/TMOS for 20% off all Groove Life products. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our link, groovelife.com/TMOS for 20% off your order. One last time, promo code TMOS for 20% off your order. Just click the button on our website.
Hello.
Julia.
Mike, they call it base brawl.
Mm.
Did you see what went on with the, they're now the Cleveland Guardians versus the White Sox this weekend?
No, what happened?
You would have loved it, Mike. Old
really,
school baseball brawl.
Yeah.
A Donnybrook, yes.
He slid into second between the legs of the second baseman, and I got to give credit to Tom Hamilton is the longtime voice for Cleveland here covering the brawl.
Here it comes. A swing and a smash to first by the diving Vaughn. Down the right field line. Kicks into the corner. Ramirez on his way to second. Head first slide. Safe and in to score is Jimenez. And another hustle double. Right over the bag at first. Now Hosey and Anderson square off. They're fighting. They're swinging. Down goes Anderson. Down goes
Great play
Anderson.
By play.
Slide. Hosey never gets upset about anything. Never. They came up chewing. Anderson squared off. Hosey decked him.
It's old school play by play right there.
Great play by play. Chicago lead, but everybody from the dugouts and the bullpens congregated around second base. You never see Jose Ramirez get upset like that. And Tim Anderson was on the wrong side of that punch.
That is so well done.
Solid
I wonder how
right
old that
too.
Guy is.
He solid sounds, right hook. Wonderful
oh, he sounds
shot.
Old school.
I think he's been with the organization quite some time.
Oh, my God. I got a busy night. I got football practice, timepiece, gentlemen, and I got to go watch a baseball brawl. Busy, busy, busy.
Mike, a new genre of music, hankster rap.
Hankster rap.
Yes. Remember the some time ago we had Elvis singing Baby Got Back?
Yep.
The same AI guy. Took the song Straight Outta Compton by N.W.A.
Oh.
And put it with a Hank Williams lead vocal.
Straight Outta Compton, crazy mother named Ice Cube. From the gang called Fellers with Attitudes. When I'm called off, I got a sold off. Squeeze the trigger and bodies are hauled off. You too,
same
boy,
stuff,
if you
yeah.
me. The police are gonna have to come and get me off your ass. That's how I'm going out. For the pump, mother, it's going out when I'm in your neighborhood.
So brilliant.
So well done, too.
But it's so brilliant.
As I leave, believe I'm something. I'm coming straight out of Compton.
That's just...
He's brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that is phenomenal.
Yeah.
If you want to follow the guy, his name is There I Ruined It.
Yeah.
And
oh,
it keeps giving.
Fantastic. Now, do you get the uncut?
I was only able to find it censored. So
if you can find the uncensored, I would play that on the bonus show.
Oh, I'd love to.
In a heartbeat. I'd love to hear that.
All right, Mike, it's bad form to leave your garage door open. You don't want to do that because thieves will come in.
Oh, yeah. Anytime, all the time.
So here's a guy in California that left his garage door open. He has a surveillance camera, which is nice. Mm-hmm. Didn't help him. Still got his bike stolen. But what's so great is this California thief loved his dog. So he goes in and talks to the dog and then steals the bike.
Because you're so cool. Come here. Because you're the coolest dog I've ever known. I love you too. Where's your dad? Here's your dad. She's not enough to leave your garage open. Dad! Where are you? I love you too.
He's totally high.
Yes.
He's so high before he steals the bike.
And he goes, Dad!
Dad, are you home?
And now, Mike, a new Guinness World Record was broken this weekend. This is the sound, a portion of it anyway, of a man who was able to crack 273 walnuts on his head in 1 minute. One scarce minute.
You're not going to go the whole minute, are you?
No, no, no.
What is that sound? What's
that's the
screeching?
Whistle. That's the whistle of the person that's timing him.
Yeah, all you could do without that.
Okay, we'll cut that out. But it's amazing, after 273 walnuts on his head still hurt less than mine does right now.
Okay, you Pinky.
Okay, and let's close with this. Stand-up comic Taylor Tomlinson is very funny, and she's so sick of being in her 20s.
I am halfway through my 20s, and I am done. Oh, my God, I'm sick of my 20s. I'm so sick of people telling me to enjoy them. They're not fun. They are 10 years of asking yourself, will I outgrow this, or is it a problem? Like, is this a phase or a demon? I just need to know. Like, am I fun, or should I go to a meeting? Someone help me. And people get upset when I complain about being young. I had a woman come up to me after a show furious. She's like, you should really appreciate this time of your life because someday you're going to have a family like me and you're really going to miss it. Like, where are your kids buried? I'm just trying to get to my car, ghost of Christmas future.
That's all I got for you today.
We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. Hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget, still a few Fruitcake Futures left
do
for
it.
You. That's our fundraiser, folks. We do that the whole summertime just for you to get your holiday fruitcakes that are delicious. And no, we will not be doing them in the fall. Will not be happening.
No.
So
this is it.
We'll give you a
this
hard date.
This is it.
Probably the end of this week. We'll let you know
correct
what the hard date is for that. Anyway, got to get out of here. We'll see you tomorrow. Matt, good job today. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Got any aloe?
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
We don't make mistakes. We have happy accidents.
Why don't you love me?
Mike is very, very, very attractive.